Hi everyone. Sorry I'm a couple minutes late. Welcome back to the Jewish Stripper, Raw and Real with Ala Kaplan. I'm Ala Kaplan, your host. And so I was supposed to be live a couple days ago, and I was. And me having a thing for technical difficulties, my mic, my new microphone, here it is. It's a nice professional microphone. So it went mute somehow. Somehow the microphone by itself went from being normal to mute. And so I had to delete the whole episode because I was talking and didn't realize that I was talking to the air literally. As I am anyway. So welcome back. I hope you like the new background. It looks like a real studio, but it's actually a virtual background. But I love it. Even though my brand is not, you know, up in it. I would rather have this professional looking studio. It's a new year, so trying new things. And happy new year, by the way, to everyone. I hope you had a great New Year's. I hope you were safe, most of all. And I hope that you enjoyed it with friends or family or both. And so wanted to do, first of all, of course, thank you for subscribers. Thank you for followers. Thank you for being interested in what I'm doing. I had a nice little surprise the other day. I was looking at analytics on the RSS feed, and I had 28 or 30 downloads and listens in Singapore. Thank you, Singapore. What can I say? I can't imagine how I got over to Singapore and who was downloading the episodes, but Singapore, thank you so much. That's amazing. That really made my day. So anyway, I wanted to talk about this new year, walking into 2026 stress-free. So I think we put so much pressure on ourselves at the beginning of every year, you know, to talk about what we start thinking about the things that we set out to accomplish in the previous year. And we, you know, kick ourselves a little bit in the ass for not accomplishing everything we wanted to accomplish. Like last year, I wanted to lose 100 pounds. I didn't. I lost like 50. Well, it's progress. 40, 50, I'll take it. So anyway, you know, the new year is a great time to renew old intentions, but I think you should maybe think about not stressing yourself out for not accomplishing everything you wanted to accomplish, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We don't really want to, we set out to, we have all these goals, and I don't know about you, but I write down my goals and I think about what it is that I want to achieve in this year. And I have to say, honestly, that I'm proud of myself for continuing this podcast this year, that last year, that I was on the brink of saying screw it and saying, you know what, nobody is out there paying attention or listening, but when you get like this notifications that someone is downloading you from on the other side of the world, it's just so motivational. It just makes me want to keep on going, keep on growing. Yes, I don't have a real studio. Yes, I am actually sitting on my couch coming to you from my couch every Sunday, or every Sunday that I've done a podcast. But you know what? There will be a studio one day. I firmly believe if they build it, if you build it, they will come. Love that movie, Field of Dreams, and love that story. And I truly, honestly believe in myself that if I build something special here, that people will take notice. And, you know, eventually those two microphones behind me in this picture will be me sitting on one side and some amazing guest sitting on the other side. And so, first of all, I invite anyone and everyone to be a guest on this podcast, to send me a direct DM me or email me. You can get my email off the jewishstripper.com website, or you can connect with me on the jewishstripper.com. It's now live and going strong, the website. And but I want to talk about leaving old stresses in the old year and not bringing them, and walking into the new year stress-free, which is hard to do because you know, you just got over Christmas and Hanukkah. That was stressful for, you know, everybody has to do their traditions and celebrations, and you have to go get gifts and everything. You know, the craziness of the holidays is in the old year. We're now over that craziness. And now here comes Valentine's Day. The Valentine's Day is coming next month. Now there's a new pressure. You know, if you're with someone, if you're married, or you have a significant other, then to make that day special, make that weekend special, and all this kind of stuff. And then you've got all the stuff from last year that you didn't accomplish, that you still want to accomplish. So you're taking that and kicking and screaming, dragging that into the new year. And then the new year pops up and says, hold on, wait a minute. I'm a totally new year, and you need to calm down and take a deep breath. And you know what? Let's take this new year, take it into your hands, give some gratitude for the previous year. That even if the last year was hard, it was difficult, it was at times very demanding. And the thing is that you got through it. You got to take that, oh my God, that gratitude, and say, you know what? It was a rough year, but we got through it. We did it. And we're still standing, and we're still strong and alive. And so why not take that gratitude into the new year? Take the stress of the last year, leave it in the last year. Don't stress about what you didn't accomplish, because you're only human. You have maybe, you know, I was talking about and I got a whole teleprompter with the notes, and that messed me up. And I made mistakes. And so I think that's the most important thing to say to yourself, is that I'm human and I make mistakes, and I can't do everything at one time. And if I do, you know, if I do 25% of the 100% that I wanted to do, well, guess what? 25 is 1/4 of 100. So you accomplished 1/4 of your goal for maybe what that day or that month or that year, but you did accomplish a part of it. And so, you know, it's really important not to beat yourself up for what you didn't accomplish, and say thank you for what you were able to do, and say thank you for thank you to yourself for what you've been able to do on your own without help. You know, a lot of people, there's been so much growth, and you know, still make mistakes. I still muted the microphone last time I tried to be live, and I seem to be cursed. I can pre-record and it comes out very well, but live, there's that nervous, edgy feeling. And so very often I'm just honestly mumbling in my head, but I wrote a bunch of stuff down and I put it in the notes, and the teleprompter was going and it didn't come out, you know, the way I wanted it to come out. And so after I found out that there was no sound for maybe like 30 minutes, for the first 5 minutes there was sound, and then the next 25 minutes there was no sound. And I just said, okay, the hell with this, delete it, F it, screw it. I will just do it next Sunday. I'll do it live, and I'm not going to write anything down. I'm not going to read anything. I'm just going to wing it. And that's pretty much what I do. I'm honestly sitting on my couch, winging it with you guys. And hopefully you feel and you can relate, and you can even contribute and make comments. And I see a comment, and I have to put my glasses on. Whoa, thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you. Yes, I love it. You guys are just awesome. Thank you for commenting. That's just so cool when I see that you're watching and you're paying attention. And hopefully, like I said, you relate to the new year and all the stuff that is going on. And I just love seeing the comments. It makes me so grateful for you guys. And just like I said, motivates me more and more to just keep going. So in the new year, I hate when I repeat myself too much, and the ums and the you knows, and sometimes I'm a better writer than I am a speaker. Like I can write something down and I can, you know, I can read it and it sounds great. And then I speak it and it sounds great. But when it's time to just wing it, I'm not doing so great. But you guys are awesome. I love the comments. I seriously, it just brings me almost a little bit to a tear that to know that somebody is paying attention, watching. And I hope that you would like to come on the show, whatever your walk of life is, whatever you do in your daytime job, whatever. Do you have a side hustle? Do you want to advertise your business? Come on the show, you know, let's talk. And so I am just forever grateful for you guys, the fans that, you know, I've built a little bit of a fan base, and I hope it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I just want to continue on. I'm not going to stop just because somebody they say they're unimpressed, or they're, you know, they don't really get it because I'm by myself all the time and I don't have guests. But I've been lucky enough to guest on some other people's podcasts. And that's also made an amazing year for me, because I just started in August of 24, this podcast. And I hope that it just continues to grow. Thank you, everybody that's commenting. And you're just fantastic. I love it too. Thank you. Love you too. And so let's walk into the new year stress-free. And I'm not very good at this comment stuff, honestly. So trying to talk to you at the same time is very cool, but I don't want to get, you know, sidetracked off of what I'm trying to do with this particular episode. And so, you know, I'm Jewish, so we already had our New Year back in September with Rosh Hashanah, and then we did our, you know, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And I come from Russia, where they actually took Christmas when it was a communist country. They actually took Christmas and moved it to New Year to appease the people, so that they would still have a Christmas tree, they would still have a Santa Claus, they would still give gifts and make big meals. You know, of course, there was vodka flowing on New Year's and people drinking. Anyway, so it was crazy because I was Jewish, but I didn't know anything about my Judaism. And I come from Russia to America in 1980. I turned 10 years old. And then I'm told that we can't have the tree anymore because we're Jewish now. So broke my heart a little bit, because we're Jewish and I'm 10 years old. I don't even know what that means. So it was a new year. It was a New Year's tree, gifts, everything the same. And then now I came here. And so the Jews tried to compete over Christmas by making the tree a Hanukkah bush. I remember I worked at a company where we were decorating the Christmas tree for the holiday. And one lady who's Jewish came by and she said, "Where's the Hanukkah bush?" And my coworker said, "Between your legs." This is not a good episode for kids, maybe, talking about that. But let's go into the new year without stressing ourselves that, you know, oh God, if I don't lose the 100 pounds that I want to lose this year, I'm just going to die in 27. If I don't get that job, if I don't get that promotion, if this podcast never goes anywhere, if my job is just the same, it's been 5 years and it's just the same day in and day out, and I get to meet all kinds of cool people. I get to really meet I'm on the phone. I'm like a customer service rep, but I'm on the phone and I talk to people from all walks of life, rich, not rich, just average, median income, all of that kind of stuff. And, people say, for instance, that they want to go into the new year fresh. They want a new place to live, a new car. These are the stress. These are the things that are stressing people out. So much competition. The world has become like one. It's always been, I guess, but it's one big competition keeping up with the Joneses. Let's keep up with the Joneses. Get the new car. Get the new house. Take the best vacation. I know people who always, whatever they do and wherever they go, it has to be, it's the best of the best. there, when they went there, it was the best of the best of everything. And it's, you know, it could have been really average, but my God, I can't tell you enough about our trip to Mexico. And we went here and we went there and we did this and we did that. And everybody is just, you know, everybody's got the most perfect thing that's going on there, that, you know, everything. We went on the best vacation we've ever been on, and it was just fantastic. And that's great. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. I'm really, really happy for you. But you know, it's just everybody's in a constant competition. When in school, with your grades, with your teachers, in at work, with promotions, and with your boss, and you know, kissing the bosses behind. And so not necessarily kissing the bosses behind, but just, you know, being good with the boss. That's the most important thing. And so, I mean, the stress of, my God, if I do not get up tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock and get my butt to the gym, if I didn't do it tomorrow, you know, will I do it? I got to do it the next day, or I got to do it before I go to bed at night. I got to get, you know, if my gym is 24 hours a day, if I can't get there at 5 in the morning, I'm going to get there at 9 o'clock at night. The pressure that we put ourselves, that we put on ourselves for everything to be the best, for every, you know, for to have the best body, to have the best house, to have the best car, to have the best kids, for the kids to have everything brand name, the best of the best, everything brand new, always brand new, everything just going crazy. Just come on. I mean, just try to think of how much pressure all of that is, just that whole bowl of wax that you made yourself, you know, that it's too much pressure. It's too much. And I'm, you know, in my 50s now. And so I'm going to be in less than 2 months, 56. I have nothing to hide. Obviously, I'm the former stripper, not a current stripper. And, you know, I say every year I go, I'm going to get that body back. I'm going to get that body back. I'm going to get that stripper body back. But I'm in my 50s. And when I was a stripper in my 20s, obviously your metabolism doesn't, you know, catch up with what you want to do. And I have, you know, nerve damage in my foot. So there's a lot of things I can't do. And so, but I want to do one specific thing this new year. And that's finish the book that I started. Finish it, whether it gets published or I self-publish, whatever. I want to finish that book. I want to write more. I want to write more. I want to do everything. I put that pressure on myself too. I want to get to the gym, but I want to make time for writing. I want to write every day. And I want to make content for the podcast. And it's just, you know, the noise in your head starts getting so loud that you forget to say thank you. For me personally, it's God. For you, you might have another higher power. But let's say thank you for the previous year, for what we did well, for what we did accomplish. I want to send a shout out to a friend. I'm going to keep her anonymous because I don't know if she wants to be, you know, shout out. She went and started on the road to a medical assistant, and she's got a new job starting tomorrow as a medical assistant, and she'll take her test, and she's going to, you know, I guess make her more money. And she was at her previous job for 11 years at a salon, and she loved it, and she loves it there. But I know that she probably wants, you know, to grow as a person. And it's amazing to learn something new at the age of that she is, you know, to venture into something completely new, into something that, and into something that you have always wanted to do. Maybe it was on the back burner, and or maybe you want to do it because it's more money for you and you can, you know, take better care of your family. And so I think it's fantastic, and I want to say shout out and to you if you're watching or if you're listening. Everybody is so proud of you. I can't believe that you did this, and it's wonderful. And so let's not stress in the new year. Let's enjoy the moment. And people always, it's so cliche that people talk about enjoying the moment, being present, because we only have the present today. And tomorrow's gone. Yesterday's, what's the cliche? Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's the present, blah, blah, blah. So let's just go into the new year grateful for what we have, not worrying about what's greener on the other side of the fence, what looks greener. Let's just be in the moment. Let's enjoy the fruits of our labor from the previous year and be open to the abundance of the new year. And so just want to say to you guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for commenting. Shout out to you that commented. That is, let's see here, Oklahoma Twister. I like that. Whoa, you're a tornado, huh? So thank you again for letting me come into your living room or your phone or whatever, wherever you were watching or wherever you're listening. Thank you so much for commenting, for engaging. Engaging is just awesome. I appreciate it so much. And I hope that you did have, you know, did accomplish the things that you wanted to accomplish in the previous year, and you're ready to receive the blessings for this new year. And with that, I'm going to say thank you again for subscribing. If you want to connect with me, it's thejewishstripper.com. And I appreciate and all and every single one of you. And thank you again, Singapore. I can't believe that somebody is listening on, like I said, on the other side of the world. So thank you, Singapore. Thank you, everybody, for subscribing. And let's keep this positive vibe going for this year. Love you guys, and have a great night. Thank you.